Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.
Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
Good morning to you. Welcome along. Welcome.
That is us. That is correct.
It is your midweek hump day Beat Breakfast. Good morning to you.
You're so welcome to Wednesday, March 26th. How are you?
Good. Not bad. And yourself?
Yeah, really good, actually. Yeah, feeling good now.
Come here now. I just wanted to update you on something important on the show this morning, okay? When I was away at my radio conference, I was telling you about this. I was learning about a big breakfast show in Australia and they have a live censor, okay, who bleeps the show and cuts things out, right? And also who warns people if you're going into dangerous territory, right?
Oh, sorry, you told me about this. Yeah, there's like a system.
There's like a traffic light system. So I, on the back of yesterday's show, I thought we need something similar in operation here on Beat Breakfast. So I got the engineers to come in and put in this new button here, right? And if either of ye are just going into territory that just could be a little bit risky.
You were part of that.
No, I just say, like, right, if either of ye are going into territory that's a little bit risky, I hit the button and this is what you'll hear.
You're making an absolute holy show of yourself.
So that's what you'll hear, and that means you've got to just like calm down, okay?
And what about if I feel like you're going into territory?
Well, then you can reach over and hit the button.
You're making an absolute holy show.
Play that for me at any point during the show. Really.
That's your life.
Sounds like what my mother says to me when I didn't wear anything nice to mass.
You're letting the family down.
There you go. I hit that button.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad that you've done that. So this is your last chance, lads. I'm asking you now, and don't say that I never invited you anywhere. Myself and my beautiful pal, Aoife, from Beat News, our news editor, are going for a sea swim this afternoon. I asked Niall yesterday and he said, I'm sorry, I can't go. I'd die.
Yeah, I would.
Correction, you are going for a little sea, like walk in, dip your shoulders in and walk out. You're not going for a swim.
Yeah. Hold your wish.
It's false advertising. That's misinformation.
You're not going to do a breaststroke or backstroke around.
I'll do a breaststroke if you want. I'll do a backstroke. If you'll consider coming, I'll show
you
my moves.
Where are you considering swimming today?
I think we're going to the Guillemin.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was at the Guillemin yesterday.
Oh yeah, you're right too. But I don't say that I never invite you to anywhere. I have extended the offer of a sea swim with two girls and you've turned us down.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Ooh, intriguing.
Yeah. Anyone want to see two girls sea swimming? Go to the Guillemin today. It'll
two
be quite
girls
the
and
sight.
A swim.
No, you can't. That's weird. You can't just go watch.
Yeah, no, don't. That is weird, Niall. Can you press that button?
You're making an absolute holy show of yourself.
That's funny.
No, I would rather have me Lee Roadie chopped off than go for a swim in the Irish Sea today, to be honest with you.
It's extremely good for your head, but look it. Okay. It's up to you.
Enjoy. Right, good morning. It's Wednesday's Beat Breakfast. Let's do it. On Beat 102-103. Your story was a bit sick at 8 o'clock in the morning. You were out and about. I actually thought you were in a beat them.
It felt like that. Story. I was just by the Bullring in Wexford.
Yeah. I know.
Same vibes.
Yeah. Because I accidentally sent you a load of messages from the show in the middle of it. And we laughed because I actually said it out loud. I went, oh my God, I've said. And then I realised nobody cares except you.
I archived you.
Good.
Straight away.
Good. Okay, straight into it. Let's see.
Yeah.
Is the brain going? And
I think it's Killian's turn to go first. I think I went first last week.
You went first on Thursday. He went first last Tuesday. This week we mix it up. I decided you're going first. I want to put you straight head first into it, back to work.
Okay.
So we have your two topics. You can pick whichever one you want.
I've come back and I'd like to apologise for any heckling that I've done in previous rounds of this game, and I will remain...
It's not going to stop you anyway, I don't think.
Well, you're not exactly like non-heckler.
I am so nice during this game. I am cool, calm and collected and...
Okay, well, I'm going to be cool, calm and collected.
Okay, it's Beat the Intro. Five songs, 2 points a song, one song, 1 point for the artist, 1 point for the song title.
This could be anything. Songs with your in the title.
Okay, songs with your in the title. Okay, very good. That's a good head start.
Let's do this.
See if you can beat show this morning. Here is song number one.
It's... I actually thought it was One Direction there. You Don't Know You're Beautiful.
Actually, it does sound a bit
so like it. But it's actually... I'm sorry now. I've figured it out. It's Pink and Raise Your Glass. So raise
your glass. Well done. 2 points.
Killian is like, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to remain silent. You do kind of have to say, like, we do have to talk. It's kind of in our contract.
Well done.
Okay, well done. Well done. 2 points
well
on the board.
2 points on the board. I'm not saying anything during your round.
Okay, we move on to song number two. Here we go.
I know the name of the song. Yeah. It's Save Your Tears.
Well done.
But I don't know if it is. Is it The Weeknd? Yes.
Well done. I bought one of his albums on The Weeknd.
Is it?
Dawn FM. Very good.
I don't know who The Weeknd is. Like, The Weeknd could walk by me and I wouldn't know.
I know what it looks like, yeah, but I've never given him a chance. I don't think I've ever sat down and went, ooh, The Weeknd, let's give him a shot for an hour.
Don't say that
okay,
again.
Weird.
Oh yeah.
Okay,
I did
right.
Not mean it like that.
I've I think both rounds are okay this week. I'm working with you. I want good scores this week, okay? Can we do a 10 out of 10 either of
you? When you do this, you totally jinx me because you're like, you're doing well, you're doing great, and yeah. Then I flop.
You're doing great.
You're doing great.
Say it like that.
But no, it's like Anton Deck.
Yeah. Okay, song number three, with 4 points on the board.
Okay. Oh, God, I know this.
These intros are far too long.
This is still only about a third of the intro to the song.
Yeah, fair. Fair.
Just is it FIFA. Take Your Mama Out?
Okay, that's a point.
Is it the Scissor Sister?
Yeah, oh, my God.
Is it? Gonna take your
this one was on FIFA or was the other one? What was the other one? I Don't Feel Like Dancing.
I Don't Feel Like Dancing, yeah.
I randomly went to see Maroon 5 years ago.
What's that got to do with The Price of Bread?
Scissor Sisters were the support.
Oi!
They actually played Watford in...
I was at that gig in the Forum.
Yeah, at the Forum, that was the one I remember you told me.
Scissor Sisters?
Yeah.
And I found out what their name meant.
Yeah.
Like two and two together.
Oh, don't go there.
What does it mean?
Don't go there. I'll tell you when the song is on show. It's quite rude. What? Right, song number four. 6 points on the board.
Hang on. I need an amuse-bouche. Let me kind of... I can't.
Just joining us, she needs a little gap between the songs for her brain to like restart and power up again.
Is it an amuse-bouche? Am I using that wrong? Is an amuse-bouche?
Amuse-bouche is the tiny little taste of something that you get. It's normally at the start of a meal.
Not when you clean your bum, no? A bouche, no?
That's a douche. I think... Oh, jeez. I'm thinking of... Is it more like a sorbet that I'm looking for in between songs?
A palate cleanser.
Is that a sorbet?
Yeah.
Any chefs out there? Okay, I'm ready now.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Here's song number four.
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
And... Rock Your Body. Killian is so annoyed because he's like, these are too easy. They're only easy if you know them though, aren't they?
I'm not saying anything.
You have to say something.
He's not saying anything.
Well done. Congratulations.
What
do you want me to say? If I give out or talk during them, you're going to give out to me. If I don't say anything, I get given out to. I'm caught between a crossroads here. Which path do I diverge down? We'll never know.
You're still taking a lot of talking time here. Hand down there. Right, amuse-bouche. Here we go. Final one.
Yeah, okay.
Can you do your first ever 10 out of 10?
No, I doubt it. I doubt it.
Okay, let's see. Here we go.
Oh, you jinxed me.
Oh.
I blooming know it, don't I, though?
Yeah.
You do.
One more time.
My head's wrecked. No, I'm not going to get it. I don't.
You?
No, babe.
I'm so sad.
Because I didn't get 10 out of
10. You were just
you're like the teacher that says you could have done better.
I would have got 10 out of 10 if I was doing this round. That's the sad part every week.
You don't have a guess.
I don't know.
Yeah, you want to call us?
I need your love, Ellie Goulding.
Well done. I need your love. I knew it. I just. Do you know what? Do you know what gets me? Dance music. I'm just
don't
not
turn
cool.
Your nose up at dance.
No,
music.
It's not.
It was a guitar at the start.
It's just no. I'm not turning my nose.
Doesn't
up.
Connect.
It doesn't get in there like Celine Dion does.
Okay, you can still be very proud with your 8 out of 10 this morning. It's
could
a good
do
comeback.
Better though.
Could do better. Did not reach potential. That's what I'm putting on your score.
Oh, you're mean.
Show Upbeat Breakfast. Wake up with your mates.
Okay, it is Thursday. It's March 27th and it is just past 8:15 in the morning. And when Niall was off in Greece being an international speaker a couple of weeks ago, we covered a segment on the show and it went down very well. It's what we call a VPS, a very popular segment. So we've decided this morning to bring it back. And the reason that we're bringing it back, Niall, is because if you've had an incident in the last week or two that you want to get off your chest this morning, that you feel you need to share with the Southeast, we are here for you this morning. That is our role. We want to support you. So will I start?
Yeah.
So I was in a shop, and I'm not going to say the name of the shop, and I'm not going to say the actual brand, but I didn't realise until I had paid for said product how much it cost till I got back out into the car.
Okay, right? What was the product?
Do you know how much I love my biscuits, right? Mm. I love really chocolatey biscuits, extremely chocolatey biscuits. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about. Like, there's more chocolate than there is biscuit, to be honest with you. So I bought a pack of biscuits last week, 10 in a pack, right? Mm. Okay, what do you think on average you would pay
were
for a pack
fancy?
Of biscuits?
Chocolate biscuits, or were they regular?
Yeah, they were fancy.
Biscuits.
They were fancy.
They were fancy.
But there was 10 in the packet, right? Okay. So they were fancy.
My
so
next what? Question, sorry, again, we're not mentioning any names. Was it a large supermarket or was it a convenience store?
Well, it was a little bit of both.
Because you pay for convenience, you know that.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It wasn't convenience. No.
Okay.
I don't want to be incriminated here. Okay. Okay.
So 10 biscuits, bit of chocolate on them.
A lot of chocolate.
You couldn't be paying more than €3 for them.
You would think. I paid a whopping, sit down if you're not sitting down already,
I'm holding on,
$5.25 for a pack of 10 biscuits.
You were wrong.
$5.25, 52 and a half cent per biscuit.
Oh God, I didn't even break it down like that.
Jenny Macaroni.
Okay, hit me. What have you got?
Okay, so I think there's two areas that I'd like to focus on this morning. We know that delis are the unsung heroes of Ireland. I have brought people from abroad and they have been blown away by our delis and the selection on offer there and the brilliant work by the staff there. But the price of delis has gone out of control. You would need to be on a top salary to
like
be able
you.
Like me, to be able to afford a basic roll nowadays. Yeah. Very recently, Shona Lines, I went to a deli and I got, can I have a sandwich on white bread with butter?
Yeah.
Two slices of bread, bit of butter, some ham and some cheese on it. Ham, sprinkling the cheese, not even a lot of cheese, sprinkling the cheese.
Hang on a second.
$4.75.
You were robbed.
The other one, just very quickly, is the price of chocolate bars. Like, you know, for a Mars bar.
It's €2 nearly.
€2 for a chocolate bar.
They're coming in already.
You were robbed.
I think we're giving you a platform this morning because I feel this is the kind of thing that you're
going to stress relief.
You're going to tell your friends or you're going to talk to yourself at night in disbelief that you paid something for something. Aoife.
I have one. Brian Griffin, I'm going to call you out here. I went for a lovely meal with Brian Griffin there last week and afterwards we saw, you know, the Dubai chocolate.
Oh yeah.
Right, okay. So we said, do you know what? Will we try it just for the crack?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, now, was this like a bar or a biscuit
or a
square?
It was a fancy Dubai chocolate bar, okay.
Size-wise, though.
Like, I would say maybe the size of, do you know, like the larger Cadbury's chocolate bar?
Like a solid size. Like at this stage, because they're everywhere, you shouldn't, well, I don't know, but like you can't be paying more than like €7 or €8 for that.
€10.
Oh, no.
You were robbed.
All right, this is your chance, lads. You see what's going on here. It's prevalent, all right? We need to get it off our chest this morning. How were you robbed in the last few days, weeks? You need a safe space. 085-102-9103. They're flying in.
Welcome to the Beat Breakfast Consumer Court this morning, where we will rule on whether you were robbed or not. We are overwhelmed.
Actually, put on our little investigative music there. The Pink Panther.
Okay.
I was making it sound like it's fancier than it is. This is quite shocking. I do believe that there is a real want for you to get these off your chest. But the one that's just come in for me, right? Like this is, I have to read this first. Kate was on. Hi, Beat. I thought this one was ridiculous, but I got a spice bag. Okay?
Yeah.
Spice bag.
Yeah.
It was tiny, not even full to the top. Daylight robbery at a whopping €16.50 for a spice.
You were robbed.
Like you get the big boxes, I thought,
no,
for that kind
a
of price.
Bag.
A bag.
In an actual bag, Noel. In a bag.
Okay, let's start
working
through.
Go to the phones.
Amanda and Ty, good morning.
Hi.
Well, talk to us, lads. Welcome to
what's after happening to you?
So we were in a little cafe in Waterford and we were charged €3.50 for one singular sausage roll.
Oh my God.
You were robbed.
Anything on the side? Any garnish? Any sauce?
Nothing. Nothing. Just the sausage roll.
And sure, like, you'd need a few of those, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. No, it wasn't small. It wasn't the tiniest one, but it wasn't the biggest one by any means.
Was the size of a finger or a bit bigger?
I'd be bigger than a finger.
No, maybe a finger and a half.
Finger and a half.
Still, though, £3.50. Oh, I'm sorry, lads, for your trouble. Yeah, no, I'm really sorry. You deserve it. Beat Breakfast rough. Travel mug is yours. Go about your day, all right?
All right, let's get over to Kyle. Good morning, Kyle. How's the form?
Good morning, lads. How are you?
We're good, darling. Yeah. We're good now. Let it all
We have a lot of criticisms about anything related to breakfast rolls this morning. It seems it's gone out of control, yeah. Kyle.
Out of control is right. I went into a shop in Enniscorthy. I won't say which one.
You don't?
I got a roll, brown sauce, two rashers, a sausage, bit of pudding, and a hash brown.
Okay, how much?
€7.25. Oh, and that's without the bottle of coke, by the way. You want to be a bank machine to live in this country?
Oh my God.
€7.25 for a basic roll.
It's out of order. It's out of order. I don't know what's going on.
Did you enjoy it?
Say that again.
Did you enjoy the roll?
I enjoy it. I surely did for that price. I took me time with it.
I want you to have something to put your drink in the future. I'm giving you a Beef Breakfast travel mug, all right?
Well done, Kyle.
Brilliant.
Have a good day. Thanks for chatting
for your troubles.
Okay, right. Just read me a couple of the messages coming in there, show. What have you got?
Another €5 for a very small sausage roll in Wexford. I went to a shop recently in Waterford and just for a cup of hot water, they were charging €3.
Okay, Alana was on to us. You heard Aoife's story about the Dubai chocolate. She says there's a shop that was charging €20 for a Dubai chocolate bar, says Alana.
Nikita was on. My partner paid €15 for a large jar of coffee in a supermarket.
Coffee's out of control as well. Right up your street, Dylan was on from Tullow. An oat milk flat white, €5.65.
You were robbed.
How?
I don't know.
Mikey was on €3.10 for a cup of tea.
Oh, jeez. Okay, let's get to a few more of these on the voice notes. Stephen was on.
I brought my young fella into the garage the other day because he wanted to buy this chocolate. I can't think of the name of it. Some dude on YouTube. €7 for one tiny little bar of chocolate. That's being robbed.
You were robbed.
I know what it is. I know what the chocolate is. Jenny was on. Back to the delis, lads, and we love our delis. €5.50 for a plain roll with chicken and no butter.
Not even any butter.
Just chicken.
Okay. Oh, sorry. You want you.
You were too deep in.
Really focused on
no
that.
No butter.
No butter. Ryan in Waterford.
I was in the shop in New Ross there yesterday, and I asked for a large roll with butter, luncheon, and egg mayo. And I went up to the till and I realised the roll cost me £6.
Jeez.
Absolutely fleeced out.
You were wrong.
As Arif has said, I mean, is luncheon even meat? We don't know.
It's not even real meat.
Okay, we do one more for now.
Okay, go.
Eddie's angry. Let's have a listen.
Yeah, you think it's as bad? I was on the way to Dublin there the other day. I just said, let's stop in there, get a roll. Breakfast roll. No, when I say breakfast roll, I mean there was two rashers and two sausages on. And a bit of butter. And a plain white roll. €6.50, I tell you. I nearly died when I looked at the price in the car. I know, lads. Come on.
You were wrong.
Can't even get through all of them.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Breakfast. 14 minutes after 8. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day to you. How are we all doing?
Good. Really
good.
How are
we fixed?
Yeah, really good. Now, we went for breakfast yesterday, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
As a team. And we were chatting about various aspects of life. And it was one of those dawning realisations, again, that there are two types of people in the world when it comes to being kind of yes people or no people, you know? And this kind of was prompted by you, Sho.
I think I've gotten a little bit better. I was chatting to somebody somebody about this morning when I was getting my coffee, and that idea of saying no and not like
feeling bad about it,
and not feeling bad, but also not having to like give an excuse, yeah. You know, just like really sorry, I can't make that. Yeah.
Rather, or I don't want to make it.
I don't think you need to do that. Two types of people. Like, I just wouldn't say to somebody, no, I don't want to go. But I would. I'm trying to get better at like being like, oh, I still went to say I'm really sorry. Yeah, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Whereas Tom, my husband, is lovely, but he's really good at like just saying no to stuff, right? If he doesn't want to do something, he's not going to do it. And my lovely cousin is coming to visit on Friday night, and she messaged us all last week, me, Tom, my brother, to see if we'd like to go for dinner on Friday night. And she set up, I think, I was trying to find it there, I think she set up a Google Calendar.
Okay.
Which seems quite detailed for a pizza
Anyone
dinner.
Anyone want to pop on Teams to organise dinner on Friday night?
So anyway, I said yes, and then I got this Google Calendar thing, and I met Davey, my brother, for coffee the other day, and he said, oh, I see Tom's not making the dinner on Friday night. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, yeah, I don't think so, but how do you know? And he said, well, he replied, no. Won't go on the Google Calendar.
Straight as anything. Yeah.
And like no, like there's no explanation for it. He just ain't making it. Mm. And he put in his excuse straight away. Like the time that he left the family WhatsApp group. Tom has left the group.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to explain himself. No.
And Tom is a very busy guy. He works
absolutely,
very hard.
Absolutely. So he decided he wants his Friday night to himself, and that's all.
But
good.
I love the fact he didn't put in any explainer or anything. Just not going. He's a man after my own heart, I have to say.
I feel bad if I don't put it. Like I'd be thinking, like even if I have a legitimate excuse, say like, oh, I need to bring my mom somewhere, and like I have that planned and I have to say no to something, I'd be still feeling guilty.
Yeah.
They're like, they're not going to believe me that I'm bringing my mom somewhere. Should I post on social media now?
On a story.
Really?
So
that,
like, they show believe. Evidence.
But I'm like, I don't need to explain myself to anyone. I think normalise just saying no.
I know, but I think it's a real Irish trait. It's this guilt that you're letting people down. You know?
I think that's it. And then like, as I said, I think I've gotten better at it, but I also don't think I've shed the guilt that would be attached to like how you say no, and then feeling, oh, like I hope they're not going to be annoyed at me or whatever. God, I'm not as good as I thought I was.
We can still see how your brain processes an invitation here.
Yeah,
like,
because
oh, I hope I don't let them down. I hope they're not going to be annoyed at me.
No,
remove those shackles, show, from your life.
No, I have to a certain
Mary,
extent.
Mary.
But it's still something that I suppose I am working through. Mm. I am a work in progress. I think you're right, though. I think there are two different types of people, and like Tom and I are very opposite in that regard, and I admire him for it. Do you know what I mean? So what are we doing here? What
I tell
are we
you
gonna
what,
do?
Look, I think we could test this out this morning. I could think we could test out who's the softest one here, who's the one that's most likely to over explain, who's the one that's most likely to actually go, okay, I will come, just so not to let anyone down.
Okay.
So what I need is, if you're listening, have you got an event coming up? It can be anything. It can be a child's communion. It can be your granny's 80th birthday, a 21st.
It can be a fifth birthday party. It can be a hen. It can be a baby shower.
School and play.
It can be an event. Anything at all that is going on in your life. It can be a dinner with the girls on Saturday night. It can be a lad's day out watching the football. Whatever it is, we want to know.
Maybe you're going for a swim this weekend. Yeah. You're looking for some people to come with you, or you're doing some meditation on the beach or something. What we want you to do is we want you to come on and just invite the three of us.
Yeah.
Just ask us, would we like to come, and see how we react to the question. Okay,
I can feel myself.
She's already getting.
You have to say
touchy.
No. You
sweating.
Have to, you have to back yourself.
Okay. Okay. So we just want you to invite us. That's all. We want you to come on, and we're going to do a Beat Breakfast travel mug for the best one this morning. So, are you somebody who has anything coming up in the next couple of weeks? Any kind of event? We just want an invite.
Yeah.
And then we'll give you our responses as to whether we'll come or not. Okay. So 085 102 9103. So let us know what the event is. Text us, and we'll pick one to maybe have a bit of crack within a couple of minutes time. So any event, anything at all, anything show will go to anything. 3822. Wow, the invites are coming in thick and fast this
You're
one.
So
I feel like
sweet.
I could have a really busy social diary if I was into that.
People are so kind. Like, it's lovely that you've genuinely invited us.
Thank you for the invites to the birthday celebrations,
to Spain
barbecue this weekend, communions and confirmations, and we've been invited out foreign. Who's paying for that?
That wouldn't be our responsibility.
Wouldn't be our responsibility. Well, actually, let's start with that. Let's start by chatting to Fiona. Good morning, Fiona. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, darling. We're good. Oh my God, this is a big invitation. Tell us firstly why you are travelling so far.
So basically, we play Gaelic for mothers and others in our club, Brian Brews. It's based in Claheen.
Brilliant.
County Tipperary.
Woo!
And we, every year there's a kind of a lottery system. So you can you can either go play in Barcelona or you can go play in New York if you get chosen.
Mm. What do you have to? What do you? Sorry, is it just literally a kind of raffle system, or do you have to do anything to get to qualify?
Well, you apply every year. It's kind of a lottery. Yeah, it is a lottery.
Okay. So where are you going this year then?
We are going to New York.
Oh my God, Fiona, this is literally my
dream. That's her dream. Okay.
Go on, invite us then.
Hang on a sec. I've got some questions before we get an invite. If we were to come, Fiona, would I have to play any of this Gaelic?
You're not suitable, though.
Oh,
you can be the water boy.
Yes, okay. Perfect, Fiona. I've never seen more of a water boy looking water boy. That would be his role. Would I have to play Gaelic?
Yes. We can register you for the club, no problem.
I don't know if you want to do that. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I'd try my hand at anything. Okay, and then I get to go to New York. And what would happen in New York apart from the Gaelic?
Oh, there will be fun. Lots of fun.
Food.
Okay.
So the itinerary is day one. I think we are... It's a meet and greet, kind of. Yeah. Day two is a 5K in Central Park.
Oh, I'm afraid I'm out.
You're the water boy.
I'm afraid I'm out.
You can stand still.
Yeah. Day three is the Blitz, obviously, because we're going to play Gaelic football.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I've one more question, Fiona. I've one more question, sorry. Is it primarily women that are going to be on this flight?
All women.
Did you get the name of the team?
I know. I didn't know if there were husbands or were being brought as well. But it's just a lot of chatty women on the flight.
Women.
Brilliant.
Women.
Fiona.
There was 27 teams picked out, I think, from the whole country.
Wow, that's so cool. And is the Sex and the City tour included in your itinerary?
We can do any tour you want to do.
Okay. Now, can she ask us officially?
You can ask us.
Go on. This is your moment.
Will you join Brian Brew's Gaelic for Mothers and Others on a trip to New York in October?
Oh, God. I mean, I would love to. I just don't know how I would. I'd have to figure out how to fund it, I suppose, and play Gaelic. There's a lot of variables.
Moving parts.
Yeah, if I could fund it and I could pick up a football and learn a few moves, I'd certainly be in.
Whoa, you got one.
Killian.
Yeah, I mean, trip to New York. I can pretend I'm Spider-Man for the day with a lot of women. Oh. Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah.
Count me in.
You have to be at training tonight at 8 o'clock, though. That's the only
thing. Oh, yeah. I'll train you over, let me tell you.
I'm afraid this sounds like a lot of effort with all the training and having to play, and that 5K in Central Park has really put me off, I'm afraid. So I hope you have a wonderful time, but I'm out.
It's like Dragon's Den.
Fiona, this is an amazing experience for all of you guys, and we wish you the best.
We're
keep in touch. We want to know how the trip
goes,
girls. Okay?
Well done, Fiona. Well done. Thank you, darling. Travel mug is yours.
Okay, let's do one more. Okay. Stephen, good morning. How are you?
How are you doing, lads?
We're good, hon. We're good. Where are you this morning, and where are you talking about?
In Wexford.
You're in Wexford, hon. Okay. This is also an activity which I feel is going to go against Niall. So what are you talking about here?
I think is that I'll love to come along and do the Wexford Half Marathon on the 13th of April now.
And how would that work with no training?
Well, you're still 3 weeks left now, so I see you're going back to the gym and all now, and Niall is a fit fella. We'll get Killian involved on it as well now for 3 weeks.
No compliment for me. No compliment.
We'll go all along the back roads in Wexford now and do 21K, and sure, we'll be flying it.
Do you know what? Okay. I love his your optimism.
Okay, he's asked the question.
I'd say I'd have to be carried through a lot of it, but Stephen, I'm a Wexford girl and I would be very open to joining you. I can't say no.
She can't say no.
There's still space left then. Sign up then for the 13th of April.
Can you give me a Queen's chair?
Killian?
Niall and Killian can carry the Queen's chair for you.
Yeah, and carry myself. Now remind her. Killian, would you like to...
No, I'm out. I'm out. Considering the show is back in the gym, Niall's a fit fella. Sir Killian can join as well. I think you kind of didn't sell it to me.
Hit
there.
Hit the nail on the head there.
I'm out.
Okay.
Niall?
And I would like to say, Stephen, I'm really grateful for the offer and I hope you have a wonderful experience, but that sounds like something that would be awful for me, to be honest. I don't think I'll be attending. I'll meet you at the end, maybe in the Sky and the Ground for one or something. But that's
perfect.
It.
Yeah, as long as you're buying then, yeah.
Yeah, not a matter. Not a matter. Stephen, best of luck with the marathon,
bye,
all right?
Darling. Travel mug is yours. Get up.
Beat Breakfast.
We do have a little bit of breaking news from the broadcast centre this morning.
You know the way we like to give you what goes on behind the scenes, like, and not keep any secrets from you. Okay.
If we have an issue, you have an issue. Yeah. We share it. That's what this show is all about. And there is quite a major issue. There's been an all at email this morning.
I won't read out who it's from, but I will say it goes like this. Hi. Toilet fixed. Try not to pull the toilet handle as you're flushing. Wait for it. Someone is violently flushing. And the handle is popping off inside each time. It's on its last legs now. Thanks.
I love a good work mystery. We're going to be walking around all day looking at
who's the violent flusher.
We got to find the violent flusher in work. Nominations welcome.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. I said tonight I'm going to read it out and he went, you can't. I went, I am. There's a violent flusher amongst us and you needed to know about it this morning.
Wasn't me.
We don't use
But them. Having said that.
No.
You said this show is an honest show. The toilet that they're talking about is a toilet that's not used that often. And Shona Lyons told me last week she used it for the first time. That's all I'm saying.
I said I used it for the first
time. Come to your own conclusions.
I can tell you now, I used it for the first time in 5 years. And I tell you one thing, I'm not a violent flusher. I don't have it in me, all right?
I can see your arms. You wouldn't be able
to. I don't.
Well, you've been at the gym all week, so
no,
I don't know.
I'm not the violent flusher, okay? Get up.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Wake up with them every morning.
Today is a big day. Today is the day that we celebrate the world of theatre. It is World Theatre Day. Mm. And we all love theatre. We love to go to...
I do like the theatre.
I love a bit of amateur drama myself.
Yeah, I love a packet of Scots Clan and a good play. And I'm happy out.
A good parish hall.
Oh, I love it, Aoife. Yeah. A cup of tea at the interval, maybe a Kit Kat if
raffle.
You're lucky.
A raffle.
A raffle. Yeah. It's what,
it's like, what makes us.
It is. It actually is. Mm. But I do love theatre anyway. Yeah.
So what are you doing to me here on
you
the show
went
this
outside, you left the room, and so that was a big mistake on your part.
Huge.
Just because you're wearing a shirt and jumper today, you think you can swan off like we won't make decisions behind your back.
Well, you did.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Aoife and I discussed what we could possibly do, and this was kind of Aoife's suggestion.
It's kind of a throwback Thursday. We're taking ourselves back to our teenage years, our young years.
Our performance years.
Yes.
The play, the standout moment on stage where we just felt we had arrived, we had made it, but it evokes some kind of wonderful memory in us. Start with Aoife because hers is iconic. We're talking The Field.
We're talking The Field, and give us the circumstances. Where was it on? Who were you? What happened?
The year is 2030. I go to an all-girls school in Carrick and Shore, and we decide as a whole to put on a John B. Keane classic.
Classic.
Me being 5'10" and in an all-girls school, there was only one person for the job of the Bull McCabe.
There could only be one.
Step in, Aoife Kearns.
I watched this field for 40 years. And my father watched it for 40 more. I know every rib of grass, every thistle, every white thorn bush that binds it.
Binds it?
I don't know. That's all I have.
Okay, that was good.
That's
that was
all
really
I
good.
Have.
Yeah, that was a great
But
performance.
Can you imagine, like, the bull, he used to go on a fair few rants.
Yeah, he was an angry man.
I didn't have a beard at the time, naturally enough, so the eyebrow pencil that I was using had to suffice. And my grandfather Joe's hat. Do you know, like, it wasn't like a paddy cap. It was sort of, I don't know what you call it. It's kind of like a gangster hat, but made a tweed.
Okay.
Do you know the one I'm on about? Yeah.
Okay, we're going to move on to, I don't know the year, but I was approximately 9.
Okay.
And we did this as the Christmas play in St. John's Hall in Waterford. And do you know how good it was? We were invited to appear at the Féile na Scoilne to do an excerpt, which happened in the Theatre Royal, where all the schools would come together and do a little bit of their play.
Gosh.
I'm talking Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Close every door to me. Keep those I love from me.
Yes.
Children of Israel are never alone.
Now, I didn't sing. I didn't get a solo because I didn't get the part of Joseph.
Okay.
I was the narrator because I had a lovely reading voice.
Oh, you do have a lovely reading voice, and look how well you've done.
I know, I did. I did make a career out of it, so I suppose it turned out okay. But I would have liked to have been Joseph back in the day and worn the coat of many colours.
I love seeing pictures of young lads in old boys' schools.
Having to be Mary.
They're so cute.
Yeah. I know, I do. My favourite story about the Joseph Mary and the Nativity was our Vinnie back in the day. He was Joseph in the Adamstown Parish Hall.
Oh, big part.
And they had a kind of donkey on wheels that Mary was on the back of.
Amazing.
But one of the wheels fell off and he had to keep dragging her with three wheels and she just stayed there. She didn't even move.
That's my kind of Nativity. Yeah.
Okay, over to you, show, for the big finale.
Okay, it was the late 90s. I was one of the few people that could step up to the plate. There weren't many boys in our drama class. It was the Corish Wallace School of Speech and Drama, and ooh, I wanted the role of Tallulah in the iconic Bugsy Malone.
Everybody loves that man, Bugsy Malone.
So did you get Tallulah?
No, I did not.
What did she get?
I had dark hair like Bugsy, so I took the role of Bugsy Malone. Oh. I put some gel in my hair, I slicked it back, and I wore a trilby hat and a pinstripe suit. Mm. Oversized.
It was your dad's suit, was it Phil's suit?
I don't know where the suit came from. And we used cream pies, and on the opening night, the cream pies were shaving gel, and they stung everybody in the eyes. Yeah. The show must go on.
Yeah.
Anyway, let me step back into the late 90s here. Leave you. Hi, I'm Bugsy Malone. With an Italian mother and an Irish father, I'd naturally grown up a little confused. I didn't see much future as a spaghetti waiter at Mama Lugini's or pushing a pen at City Hall. So I drifted from this to that, you know, walking the line, trying hard not to fall either side. Until, that is, the night I walked in here to Pop Becker's bookstore. Play the music.
It went on to the ad on YouTube.
Woke up this morning. Woke up this morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Nylon Show on Beat Breakfast.
Yay! It's so lovely to be back. Thank you. I'm delighted.
Thank you. You're the one who came to work. Like, I don't know why you're thanking us for coming to work.
I'm just this person. I just walk around like I have to stop myself using the grateful hands emoji on my phone when I text somebody because I'm just like, yay, it's non-stop. I'm grateful.
Okay, show did an amazing 8 out of 10 this morning. It's Killian's go now. Here is your topic. I think this is a really good one now. This is a good one.
Took what
me
is
a while.
It?
Songs that don't have the title in the lyrics.
Okay, so for example, Bohemian Rhapsody. It's not one, but would be a song. They don't actually sing Bohemian Rhapsody. Okay?
That's really, like, given that you're very busy at the moment, like you're very busy and important, you really went all out with this.
Oh, I did. I'm put the impressed. Effort in, put the hours in.
So ready to be shafted. Anyway, oh, we go again.
You know what, come on now. I should have just picked five stinkers for him, shouldn't I? Because he's going to say he's shafted either way. So we'll do that.
Larry on WhatsApp. Shaft him, lads.
Okay, shaft him. Right, let's shaft him.
Sounds rude, I don't know.
Here we go. Song number one. Easy one.
Song two, Blur.
Well done. They never sing song two in the
song. Yeah. This is a knuckle. A song two.
No, it doesn't.
No?
Okay, now. Will you remember the artist on this one? Here's song number two.
Duke Dumont.
Well done.
I never will forget you, but that's not the
It doesn't
word.
Matter. Singing
that's
the lyrics means
though,
nothing.
That's hard,
yeah. That's shafted
know.
Already.
Yeah, shafted.
Oh, it's. I can see it. Like you
yeah,
know.
I can see it. I've read it out on the radio many times before.
Sorry, I'll be quiet. I don't want to ruin it for you.
Now this is criminal behavior. It's one of the biggest songs.
Yeah,
of
it
last
is massive.
Years, biggest summer anthems.
Yeah, that doesn't help me. Like,
just Niall, put your hand in front of your mouth and just mouth it to me. Oh yeah.
Has it got song in the title? Is it something song?
Nope.
No.
Okay, we're going to have to put a timer on this.
Go on.
Okay, you didn't have the artist right either, by the way. It wasn't Duke Dumont. Lily Woods and Robin Schulz and Prayer and Sea.
I got it there before you said it. That's a point.
No, because I had to give it to the artist.
Why did you go, well done, when I got
I
Duke Dumont?
I thought it was Duke Dumont. Sure, I was just, you were so confident I believed in you.
I've been set up. There's hidden cameras in this room right now.
Back from my few days off. I don't know anything.
Okay, we move on to our next one. Song number three.
Oh, I love this one.
And I feel like it's Coldplay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
yes, is it confirmed? Yeah, okay.
And there's a featured artist.
Beyonce.
Not, yeah, correct.
Well,
and
oh,
Beyonce. This is on throwbacks the other day.
See, that's why I do think. No, not going to say it, Jonah. Not going to say. Like, he doesn't have a disadvantage. We're all in it equally.
Stop now for a second. I have to think. I need to see Myriad on my eyes.
Myriad is our player system, yeah, for those who don't know.
And I feel like going down.
Did they play this at the gig? I don't remember.
Oh my God. It's literally right here in my head. Coldplay, Beyonce. Give it to me one more time. That's what she said. It's nothing to do with religion. There's a prayer in it. Or,
oh, actually, maybe a religious theme. Last one was prayer too.
Oh, I'd love that. Hymn.
Oh, I'm absolutely blanking.
Okay.
It's something to do with religion.
No.
Okay.
I'm going to be so pissed off at myself.
It's called Hymn for the Weekend.
Hymn for the Weekend. This was hard. I'm sorry now.
Okay, here's song number 4.
I know this. Oh, sorry. Shush, Jonah.
He's already teetering on the edge. Okay.
I'm a different person.
Sorry, that was the end of the Coldplay song still playing.
Give it to me one more time. I'm trying to find out. Is this a 90s tune or was this reworked?
This was the mid-noughties original and it was reworked by a Lock or something.
Oh, yeah, Lock.
Yeah.
Eddie Goulding, I think.
I'm a person.
Is it? It's not Robin S, is it? No.
No.
Sounds a bit like Show My Love.
It's not, it sounds nothing like Show Me Love.
That puts you in your place. Welcome back, show. With open arms and a big heart.
Grateful hands emotion.
Okay. Right, anybody?
So lovely to be here. I haven't a clue.
No.
Okay.
I love
this. A tough one, I have to say. It was Shapeshifters. Lola's
Lola's team. Oh, my God.
Okay, last one. Come on now, redeem yourself.
What do I have? I have 2 points.
3 points.
Oh, for...
Don't.
You're not allowed to curse. Okay. I actually would rather this was me than him be, because I know what this means for me for the rest of the day. Like,
but for the
even
day.
11 o'clock coffee is going to be an absolute nightmare.
Right, final one.
Now you know.
Jesus Christ.
Come on now.
You really know this. This is Eve's favourite song at the moment.
Shut up, please. Sorry. That was really rude. Apologies. Give it to me once. I want to say it's like Noah and the Whale or some stupid artist from back
this
in
was
the...
a number one single in the UK.
Oh.
It was their debut song. It made them famous. I mean, I don't know what more I can do here. I don't know what more.
I'm back. I'm away from the mic.
Give it to me. But if you close. Oh!
Yes. Got it.
Fruit Bastille.
Yes.
That was funny. Bastille and I. If you close your. No! Oh, it's the name of that mountain. Pompeii?
Yes!
But if you close your eyes.
I feel like I've won the Champions League. Look. Alright. I just want to apologise. I shouldn't have said shut up to your show. I'm coming up to give you a hug right now.
It's okay.
Larry says, don't be sad because 5 out of 10 ain't bad.
It's meatloaf hour over here.
It's okay.
So
he's actually hugging me.
So well done. You've come back. You've taken the title. Nobody's got 10 out of 10. I have celebratory music ready.
And, do you?
Yeah. And I don't know if I'll ever get to play it, but let's aim for Thursday.
I'm pretty sure that when you do play it, it'll be for Killian. I'm pretty confident, okay?
I don't know. You were very close today. Anyway, well done all. A good performance.
Well done, Kel.
Get up. Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Wake up with them every morning.
Bit of a, I suppose, life-changing moment happened last
really?
Night.
Yeah, just, big?
Well, it's something that I have regularly thought about, given that I drive to and from Wexford every day. And I've thought, how has this never happened to me? How have I never experienced it? And I will say, I am a little bit afraid of the guards.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? I go into that airport mode where I'm like, oh God,
maybe there is 7 kilos of cocaine in my bag or a dead body. Yeah, I'm like that too.
Do you know
going
what I mean?
Actually, just my scariest part of the airport is when I get off the plane and I'm coming through, you know, oh, is it blue channel, green channel? And I'm, because I watched that show on Sky with your man Bruce, the really angry customs guy, and I'm just worried that they're going to like grab me and grab my bag and find something in it there.
We got stopped coming back from Cork, like, okay. And the bag was searched, yeah. Mm. But last night, just to explain what happened to me, I was in the car with Eve. It was around 8:15 in the evening, and I was in Wexford town and just heading for home, about like 3 minutes from the house. And the next minute the car has stopped and I was like, oh God, it's a checkpoint.
Wow.
So I was the next car in line and I could feel my heart going, ooh.
Is my tax okay? Is my insurance okay?
Yeah, I had everything. It was all good. A little bit of low pressure in one of the tyres, but he wasn't checking those. And I stopped anyway and I said, hello, how are you? And he said, I'm good, how are you? And he said, just doing a random breathalyzing test here. I said, oh God, I've never done this before. And he looked at me and went, okay. And just like completely,
cutthroat
work mode. And yeah. I was like, okay, he's
a job to do.
Yeah,
the man had a job to do.
So I was like, how does this work? And yeah. He's like, I'll tell you now in a second.
You
so
were genuinely excited, were you?
It was, yeah.
It wasn't like.
Yeah. I was like, oh God. And Eve was like, this is great, Mum.
You have sad lives in that house.
Anyway, he told me what to do and he said, I'm going to get you to blow into this and you just keep blowing until I tell you to stop, right? God, it takes some breath. I didn't realise.
Yeah,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah. So anyway, I blow in and he goes, we'll just wait a second now. And then he's holding the machine and I'm standing there or sitting there. Like,
and even though you have not like had as much as a glass of wine since like Friday or Saturday, you were still palpitating.
Absolute palpitations.
Just in case that alcohol
convinced,
was still in
yes.
your system.
Anyway, he goes, okay, 1 second. And he has the machine and then he turns it round to face me. Mm. Says, pass.
Oh,
I went,
God.
Oh, that's great. I said, I've always wondered what it was like. And then, like, complete silence. Complete silence.
He wasn't getting in on your buzz.
Even I smiling, looking up at him, complete silence. He goes, now you know. And then he pretty much just says, we're done here.
Yeah,
and
I've got like, more people to
and
deal
I just
with.
Said, thanks very much. He didn't even say goodbye.
You're like, do I get a lollipop or something? We're passing.
I was like, what happens now? You just move on with your life, yeah. Nothing else. Yeah. And then I came in, I told the lads this morning, and Aoife was like, I've never had it. And I was like, well, there you go now. No, he was lovely, like, as in, like, he was just doing his job. I was just overly excited by it. And I just thought maybe he'd.
Because he's probably used to most people going, oh, for God's sake, delaying my journey. You know, I know I'm okay. Mm. And you were like, oh, yeah, give it to me. How long do I blow for? Woo, woo.
And then I forgot one bit of the story. He gives you the little tube.
The straw.
Keep, yeah.
Yeah, to take home.
Okay.
Yeah,
so you have a memento from the occasion.
To be framed and put up in the kitchen.
I didn't know what to do with it. I just left it on the kitchen counter. I'll tell Mum and Dad about it.
I bet they can't wait. Snickers versus
Snickers. Okay, we play it every Friday morning, and this is the week where I take on a lad in another round of Snickers versus Snickers. Three lads questions, three girly questions. Who will come out on top? Giving it a go this morning from St. Mullins in Carlow, it's Liam.
Good morning, Liam.
Well, how are you getting on?
We're good,
not too bad.
I
could be biased just because I'm from Carlow, but I'm a bang of sound man. But I have to say, St. Mullins is one of the most beautiful places, if not in the whole of Ireland, I think. It's so nice down there.
That's not a bad spot, Harry.
I have to say, Liam, I've seen it. Like, it often comes up on my Instagram and I'm
Did
like...
Did you roll down the moat?
I've never been to St. Mullins.
What?
I know, shocking. Like, I need to sort out my life. Liam, what are you up to this morning? Where are you?
I'm actually just in St. Mullins, cleaning around by ditches for a farmer.
Okay, so what can you see at the moment? Give us your view.
You can see Mount Brandon at the front of me and the black stairs behind me.
Oh
lovely.
Stunning.
My mother's from out that area. Well, yeah, Ballymurphy, Knockmore. Are you familiar with Ballymurphy?
I'm sorry for your troubles.
Oh, no.
Ballymurphy's a lovely old spot now.
Liam, tell us this. What's your weekend plan, hun?
Very little now. My girlfriend is probably playing a rugby match up in Dublin on Sunday. I might go up and look at that. That's about all.
You might. You'll think about it.
Yeah,
I'll see. Enthusiastic.
You'll contemplate supporting her on Sunday. Yeah. I say go for it. Yeah. Right, okay, well, you know how this works. It is three questions to you, three questions to me, and €50, one for all voucher. It's kind of yours anyway, but don't tell anyone, okay?
That'll do.
Okay,
that'll do.
All right.
That'll do.
Liam, you're going to go first. Here are your three questions.
Yes.
You have 10 seconds to give the correct answer when the question is finished.
Perfecto. Right, question number one there, show.
Question number one. Liam, can you tell me what is a skort?
Is it what the camogie players wear there playing camogie? The kind of shorts.
What is it, though? Can you describe it to me, please?
Like shorts.
I can't accept that.
I'm on Liam's side here.
I needed a description of the item.
And yeah, the camogie pairs wear.
A skirt is a pair of shorts with an overlapping panel that appears like a skirt at the front.
Jesus Christ.
Liam, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to be... Oh, God.
Yeah, thank you very much, Liam.
I'm going to have to be hard on you, Liam. I'm sorry. That's one wrong. I'm sorry. I needed the correct description. Okay, bear with me now, Liam. Come on. You can come back.
That's a shambles. That's an absolute shambles. I'm with you, Liam.
Liam.
Pathetic question.
Anyway. Question number two. Name the chick flick movie that this quote is from. It's a long one, Liam. Stay with me. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be really hard. We're going to have to work at this every day because I want to do that. Because I want you. I want all of you forever, every day. What is the movie, Liam?
Oh, jeez.
The Snapper.
Liam, where'd you pull that out?
I'm only messing, I haven't a clue.
I'd love if it was The Snapper. I love The Snapper. It's actually, I wouldn't call The Snapper a chick flick movie, to be fair, but it's certainly a good film. It's The Notebook is what you were looking for. I'd nearly give you a point for making me lol.
No, you get my point for the first question.
No, I won't. Question number three and your final question, a chance to claw back some kind of dignity here, Liam. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going for a mani-pedi. What am I getting done?
Toenails and fingernails.
There, he's back in the game. Congratulations.
Well done. Well done.
1 point on the board. 1 point.
I think it's 2 points.
No, it's not. The girlfriend would be proud of you for taking it back there at the end. Right, let's see how I get on. Let's see how I fare in the three lads questions.
Okay.
You can heckle Liam if you want, okay?
Yeah.
No, I'm fine. Go for it. If you want to share
with
me.
Well, since you are so technical, I'm going to be very technical in my questions because I think that's only fair on poor Liam. Right. Same as three questions for you. You have to answer after I say the question. Are you ready for question number one, Joe?
Yes, I'm ready.
Tom Morello is the lead guitarist for what band?
What's his name?
Tom Morello.
Tom Morello is the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Lead guitarist.
Time's up.
No.
Do you know that, Liam?
Not a notion.
Yeah. It's Rage Against the Machine.
That's ridiculous.
You know, killing in the name of doom. Well, don't argue with the questions, love.
Okay. That was one wrong for me, Liam. It's looking good for you, hon.
Question number two. The iconic Clubland. Do you know what Clubland is? No?
No.
It was a TV station that played dance music and released like compilation albums.
Okay.
But what year did it kick off? What year did it start?
Clubland started 19... I'm not even going to multiple choice. I'd say 1996.
No, you are wrong. It was actually 2002.
Ah,
2002.
Okay.
Anne-Marie's year.
This is really good for you, Liam. How are you feeling?
Yeah. Ecstatic.
Ecstatic.
You really sounded, Liam. You really sounded.
Okay, question number three, last question.
Yeah, to make it... This is, it leads all now. Yeah. This is a Jeopardy. Okay, question number three. Shona, you drive the roads a lot.
I do.
You're up and down from Waterford to Wexford, from Wexford to Waterford, from Wexford to that pizza place. You know the story.
Go on.
You might see many lorries on the road every day from Scanias, Magnums and DAFs. But can you tell me the country of origin of which DAF originates from?
I'm just going to guess Denmark.
Straight off the bat, you would be absolutely 100% wrong. It's the Netherlands. It's the Netherlands.
Okay, that means I got no points and Liam, you got one. But I have to say, right, Liam, are you still there, yeah?
I am, yeah.
I'd like to say I am a girl of the people. I am a girl of the Southeast. And when the Southeast speak, I listen. Okay, so Liam, the public have gotten behind you this morning. There's multiple messages on WhatsApp and they feel that you have been shafted. And so I would like to not upset the GAA. I'd like to give you the point for the Skort answer correctly this morning. So you've now got 2 points on the board. Is that okay?
How many did you get, Show?
I got none.
That means we have a winner. Congratulations, Liam.
Liam, congratulations. I hope you can forgive me for my error.
I can, yeah. Thanks very much.
You're very welcome, darling. You are the current reigning champion of Snickers versus Snickers. €50 one for all vouchers. Yours. Go support your girlfriend on Sunday. Happy Friday, hon.
She'll be wearing skorts. She will be.
Have a good weekend, love.
Good luck,
bye, bye bye.
Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies, and sport on Now.